For the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. All Missourians 16 and older will be eligible to get vaccines starting tomorrow, but a pediatric vaccine is still several months away. KCUR's Ellie Moxley has the details.
Jason Newland is a professor of pediatrics at Washington University in St. Louis who joined state education officials for their April COVID-19 call. He says the news out of vaccine clinical trials for 12 to 15-year-olds is encouraging.
My hope is that, you know, our teenagers, you might say our middle and high schoolers, should be able to get vaccinated before entering school in the fall.
But it could be 2022 before a COVID-19 vaccine is approved for elementary students. Until then, Newland says the best way to keep the coronavirus from spreading in schools is to require students wear masks. I'm Ellie Moxley.
Columbia Boone County health officials say a Boone County resident has tested positive for the B117 variant of the coronavirus. KBIA's Sebastian Martinez-Valdivia reports.
State health officials told the county yesterday they had found a case of the variant first identified in the UK in a test from a Boone County resident. The state screens a sample of tests from around the state for variants on a regular basis. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the B117 variant, which is more transmissible than the original coronavirus, has become the dominant strain in the U.S. Nevertheless, Boone County Health spokesperson Sarah Hum says the same precautions still apply.
The variants have shown to be more contagious, and so because of that, it's even more important that we continue wearing masks, social distancing, and washing hands.
Hum declined to say whether the case was travel-related, citing privacy concerns. I'm Sebastian Martinez-Valdivia, KBIA News, Columbia.
Coronavirus cases and deaths are trending down in Missouri as more people receive vaccines. But infectious disease experts say masking is still the best way to slow transmission in schools. Jason Newland is a professor of pediatrics at Washington University in St. Louis who joined state education officials on Wednesday on the monthly COVID-19 call. He says the one place schools might be able to ease restrictions is on the playground. A pediatric COVID-19 vaccine isn't expected until later this year. Missourians' Republican-led Senate has voted to ban so-called vaccine passports in the state. Senators voted 26-7 yesterday in favor of a wide-ranging bill that includes a ban on vaccine passports. Vaccine passports are documentation that shows travelers have been vaccinated against COVID-19 or recently tested negative for the virus. Technology companies and travel-related trade groups are developing and testing out vaccine passports to encourage travel. The Missouri bill would ban any requirements that travelers show proof of vaccination in order to fly, get a taxi, or use public transportation. Most local elections in April attract low voter turnout, but the small southwest Missouri town of La Russell set a new low when not one of the town's 70 residents voted in Tuesday's election. Jasper County Clerk Charlie Davis says his office checked several times to confirm that no ballots were cast. La Russell voters have to travel 7 miles to Sarcoxie to vote. The main issue is whether La Russell should annex itself into the Avila Fire Protection District, and Avila fire officials say they'll provide fire protection for La Russell until the issue can be put on a future ballot. University of Missouri alumni Bill and Nancy Thompson are gifting $1 million to the Thompson Center for Autism and Neurodevelopmental Disorders. The donation will help create the Ron Ashworth Endowed Professorship in Child Development. Ron Ashworth is the board chair for the Thompson Foundation Board of Directors, and his commitment to advocating for autism services and issues in mid-Missouri is a reason for the name dedication. MU Healthcare CEO Jonathan Curtwright says the funding comes at a great time during World Autism Month.
But this is simply an excellent example of when the University of Missouri puts its resources forward, it can create true excellence.
I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.